Ready for a deep dive? Let's talk butterflies. Specifically, Gastrocleanse butterflies. You want to know more about the different types in this Swedish region?
Oh, now their populations have changed over time.
Yeah, exactly. And luckily for us, we have this awesome research paper to guide us. It's called Gastrocleanse Dagskäler för Ochnu, 1925 2010.
Which means
Gastrocleanse butterflies, then and now.
catchy, right?
Definitely. But it's not just a list of names and dates. It's built on generations of observations.
Each one a little piece of the puzzle.
A puzzle about Gastrocleanse butterfly history, to be exact.
Exactly. And like any good puzzle, we need a starting point.
And ours is the mid-20th century with a guy named Ragnar Esland. He was an artist.
A painter.
Right, but he was also a huge butterfly enthusiast. He carefully documented every species he found.
Around Gavely.
Exactly. And get this, in 1946, he founded the Naturvännernas
Which is?
Förening, the Nature Friends Association.
In Gavel. He wanted to bring people together to appreciate nature.
That's so cool.
He even gave a lecture in 1947 called Om Sherilar A Gevlichachten
Which means,
about butterflies in the Gevel area.
wow. And it was published years later in 1997.
Talk about making your mark on the world.
It shows how knowledge builds, you know, like each observation adds another layer.
It's true. And Östlund wasn't alone. The paper mentions other important figures,
Like who?
Yngwie Christiansen, Sven Östlund, no relation to Ragnar, by the way,
Wait.
Kallitrasse, and Karl Kallander.
So many people passionate about butterflies.
It takes real dedication to understand these creatures.
It really does. Okay, so we've talked about the who and the how, but what about the butterflies themselves?
The stars of the show.
Right, like the Apollo butterfly, the Parnassius Apollo. It used to live in Gastrocland. There were sightings near Frederiksskans in 1925, and later in the 1950s at Gruberäck and Bonin.
But sadly,
Sadly, it's gone now, completely vanished from the region. Why would something like that happen?
it's a tough question. It reminds us that even species that seem common can be vulnerable.
It makes you think. But let's move on to a happier story. The Engsvitvinge, or Reale's Woodwhite. This butterfly has a pretty special title.
It does. In 1998, it was named Gastrocleanse Official Butterfly.
Wow, what an honor.
It shows how important biodiversity is.
And speaking of special, the Citronscheril, or brimstone butterfly, surprised researchers. They found a gynandromorph specimen.
Now, that might sound complicated.
It means an organism with both male and female characteristics.
In butterflies, you can often see it in their wing patterns. Like, one side might be super vibrant, like a male, while the other is more subdued, like a female.
Nature likes to keep things interesting. Okay, two more butterflies to talk about. The Argus Blavinge and the Itys Blavinge.
Try saying those three times fast.
Their scientific names are a mouthful, but they tell a cool story. It turns out their common names have changed over time.
Which tells us.
That scientific understanding is always evolving.
Exactly. What we call things matters. Maybe we could do a whole deep dive on just that sometime.
And those name changes aren't the only changes happening in the butterfly world, right?
Unfortunately, no. The research paper talks about some sadder stories too, like what happened to the Veronica Netscheril.
The Veronica
It's
Netscheril.
Veronica's fritillary in English. Used to be everywhere in Gastrocland.
Oh, okay.
But then, sometime in the 80s or 90s, it vanished.
Wow, that's awful. What happened?
It's hard to say for sure. It could be habitat loss, pesticides.
Or maybe just a combination of things.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that when one species disappears, it's often a sign of bigger problems.
Like a warning sign.
Exactly. Each butterfly is like a little ambassador for its environment. When they start disappearing, we need to pay attention.
Speaking of warning signs, there's this striking photo in the research paper. It shows a Vadnatscheril larva.
A marsh fritillary larva, to be precise.
Right. And the researcher noticed it was huge, way bigger than it should have been at that stage. And it was way past the time when it should have turned into a
It
pupa.
sounds like something was off.
Yeah, it was. It turns out the larva had been parasitized.
So another organism was using it as a host. That explains why it was so big.
It's both fascinating and a little disturbing. Nature can be brutal.
It certainly can, but it also reminds us of the complexity of ecosystems.
Everything is connected.
Precisely. And even small changes can have ripple effects we might not expect.
And that brings us back to Fjällsvägen, our butterfly road.
Right. This haven for butterflies we mentioned earlier, the research mentions it again, actually.
This time there's a picture of it in a birding magazine called Vår Fågelvärld.
It's a beautiful photo. It shows this amazing forest road perfect for walks and enjoying nature.
But the caption is interesting.
What does it say?
It says, a wonderful forest road for walks and nature studies, but the roadsides must be cleared.
Interesting.
So it seems even a butterfly paradise needs a little human help to stay healthy.
It does make you think about the balance between protecting nature and managing it.
Sometimes we need to step in and lend a hand, even in the most pristine environments.
Absolutely. Conservation isn't a passive activity. It's about actively caring for these spaces.
So true. And this brings up a bigger question. What can we learn from gastric lens butterflies, like lessons that apply to the whole world?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
Well, one thing that really stood out to me was just how important it is to study things over a long period of time.
Long-term observation.
Yeah. This gastric lens study went on for decades, right?
It did.
And that let them track how the butterfly populations changed over time.
And hopefully figure out how to protect them.
Exactly. It's like having a health record for an entire ecosystem.
That's a great way to put it. Long-term data is absolutely crucial for conservation.
I totally agree. And speaking of conservation, this study really shows how important citizen science can be.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Remember how after that Nature Morning broadcast, more people started spotting different butterfly species on Fjallraven?
That's a perfect example of how getting the public involved can make a real difference.
It's like when people are excited about nature, they're more likely to want to protect it.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right?
Totally. You know, the research paper ends on a pretty thought-provoking question.
No. What's that?
It asks, what can we expect from the future with a warmer climate?
That is a big one.
It feels like everything is connected to climate change these days.
It really is. Mm. And butterflies are especially vulnerable to changes in temperature.
Right. They rely on specific plants. And if those plants are affected by the climate, the butterflies are in trouble too.
Exactly. They're like little canaries in a coal mine.
Warning us about bigger problems.
Precisely. We need to pay attention to what's happening to them.
It can feel overwhelming sometimes, you know, like, what can we even do?
I get it. But it's important not to give up hope.
You're right.
There are things we can do. We can support organizations that are working to protect butterflies.
We can plant butterfly-friendly gardens.
We can get involved in citizen science projects.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps.
You're absolutely right. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've learned so much about gastric lens butterflies.
We have. From the Apollo butterfly to the butterfly road, it's been quite a journey.
It really has. And I hope our listeners are feeling inspired to learn more.
And to take action. Even small actions can make a difference.
So true. Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep those butterfly wings fluttering.